Now, very interesting this week. I've always been questioning this because listeners to The Naked Scientist for a little while might remember me covering a story back in about 2008. A guy called Jeffrey Miller showed that if you look at lap dancers in Albuquerque, imagine having a grant to go to a lap dancing club. He was asking these lap dancers in these clubs to record how many tips they got at different times of the month. And they found that women who weren't on the contraceptive pill, so they had a normal menstrual cycle, in the middle of their menstrual cycle, around day 14, which is when you're most fertile, you're most likely to get pregnant if you have sex then, at that time their earnings went up by 200% compared with women that were on the pill or at other times of the month. So that showed that it wasn't something to do with beauty, it was something to do specifically with signals coming from the women and influencing the men who are giving them tips in the lap dancing club. Now, no one could understand whether it was because the women were feeling more, I don't know, attractive around day 14. Perhaps they were making themselves look nicer or they were sounding warmer, nicer, because women's voices change menstrually as well. Maybe that was what was inducing the men to be more generous. No one knew. But now there's a study out this week which caught my eye. It's from a couple of guys at the Florida State University, Saul Miller and John Maynor, and they've written this in the journal Psychological Science. What they did was to recruit 37 male students. They're aged 18 to 23, so these are rumbustious young men, and they got four females who were not on the pill, so they had normal menstrual cycle, and they asked these ladies around the middle of their cycle when they're most fertile to wear a t-shirt every night for 3 nights. So day 13, day 14 and day 15 of the menstrual cycle, they wore these t-shirts. They then gave them back to the researchers, who put them in an airtight bag and kept them. Then later on in the month, at day 20, 21 and 22, the women repeated the experiment. So what they've got now are t-shirts worn by these women at times of the month when they're very fertile and times of the month when they're not going to get pregnant if they were to have sex at that time. They then took these bags to these guys who they'd recruited and asked them to sniff them. But they also included some control t-shirts to make sure it was a fair test. And they took saliva samples from them before they sniffed anything and after they sniffed things, because you can measure testosterone levels from saliva. And what they found was that when the people sniffed the t-shirts that had been worn by the girls when they were in the middle of their menstrual cycle and much more likely, therefore, to get pregnant if they had sex, what they found was that those individuals were rated, A, as much smelling much more pleasant. When they smelt the t-shirts, the men said that smelt nice, and their testosterone level was higher, much higher, significantly higher, compared with individuals sniffing shirts from controls, in other words, shirts that haven't been worn by anybody, or shirts worn by girls later in the month. So this suggests that some kind of signal, which is oozing out of women's bodies and changes with their menstrual cycle, is influencing the way that men's brains respond to women, and it's doing that by producing more or less testosterone, which in itself is our arousal hormone, or one of them, and therefore makes you feel fruitier, for want of a better term. So women are manipulating the way that men feel. I think that's wonderful. We've known that women do that to other women for a very long time. Women, if they live together, synchronise their menstrual cycles. No one's yet shown, and this is the first demonstration, that women may actually change the way that men behave towards women, and perhaps even towards other men, because testosterone makes men quite aggressive too.
So do you think this could be the start of smelly t-shirt competitions or something?
Well, no comment. I obviously don't know your washing techniques, but I think it's
clean.
An intriguing observation, and it's been a sort of gap in our knowledge that's been needing to be filled for a little while, actually.
So do they think that it's a chemical released in the sweat rather than perhaps different species of bacteria that might respond to different temperatures?
No one knows. We only know that it's a smell because this experiment isolated the women from the very thing that was influencing the men. In the lap dancing club, the question was, well, the men could see the women, so was there something else going on? Was it the women influencing the men? Here, it's just the smell. So we don't know what's making the smell change, but there's clearly something which is going into the men's noses and making them change their behaviour.
Fascinating.
Chemically, as well as in other terms.